Thank you, dear Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me new hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasures untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. My hope is in the Lord from this time on. Then evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, and hope the wisdom of the ages lie, for whom the raging of the sea subsides, the living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in Him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. My hope is in the Lord forevermore. As the deer painteth o'er the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You to you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors and comfort. Eternity's sun will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national I've long dethroned. Today she is calling, her letter rings falling, return or disperse to your own. The day of redemption is here, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking the meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is now. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying. that Jesus the Christ is our God. That this generation, first God's revelation, will walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lips trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Das ist aber das ewige Leben, dass sie dich, der du allein wahre Gott bist, und den du gesandt hast, Jesus Christus erkennen. That's the bottom line. This is life eternal. That I go after these communions, because they're first-class deception. This is life eternal, that you should just join the commune. And then you got life eternal. That's not what it says. It says this is life eternal, and that they might know thee, the true and living God. This is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That's all there's to it. That this is at a place that says this is life eternal, that they believe on them whom God has sent. You know, it's all about believing. End of the day, it's simply that, just that simple. The jailer there, when the jailer in the back in the days of Peter there, then he said, "What must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe." It doesn't tell him to go join the commune. I know I go after it. I know I offend a lot of people when I say that. But see, we're telling people the truth. This is life eternal. That we tell people the truth. This is life eternal. That they get to know God and Jesus Christ whom we sent. That's all you and I ever wanted in life. We were being deceived. We were being duped by that. To tell us, to try to tell us to believe that the community is style is the way to heaven. But when I read the scriptures, I bumped into certain scriptures all the time. I kept bumping in and bumping in, and then it caused me to ask some questions, and it caused me to search. And I found out as time went on, this is not, that's not life eternal. Living in a commune, it's just a major deception. That's all it is. That's why I keep referring back to that man that had the out of the body experience. He come and he nailed it down. And see, the people are so deluded and so deceived that they didn't want that program. They didn't care about eternal life. They want to believe in Lulala. They want to live in Lula Land. They want to believe that that's the right thing is the way to heaven.
And that's how deception works. Like when you will look in the scripture and you will read a story about the rich man, he was deceived too. He was so deceived that he thought he was on the right and Lazarus was on the wrong. Mm-hmm. And then when he passed over to the other side, reality hit him, you know, that actually he is on the bad side and Lazarus is on the good side. And that's how deception works. That's why it says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You can't just fall for living in a commune will save you.
Yeah, it's first class deception. We're telling people the truth. This is life eternal. That they all got to do is they believe on them whom I will send. That they believe on them who God has sent. That they believe on them who I will send. And the church age of Laodicea, the church age of the grace age. And all these churches, they had a heavenly messenger. I have to keep saying it over and over again because you have to say it over and over again because until it becomes established in your heart that to you it's as real as it is to you and me. And to you and me, it's so real that we go tell somebody. It has to be established in your own heart that you bite the bullet and you just go up there and tell somebody. You're getting nothing out of this here message if you do not tell somebody, because it's, we've had them hunt by the hundreds. They come in, they step in, but they're afraid to go tell somebody, and then eventually the thing goes sour, and it just like tell me about that manna the other day, after they were only supposed to collect for one day, and after that they got sour. The same thing here. We just keep listening to what we have to say, and you don't go out and tell somebody, and if you're not even convinced yourself, then it will turn sour, and eventually you'll just go back, you'll chill out. I call it chilling out, but eventually you get tired of it. We've had a lot of people that listen in, and then for a while, I offend a lot of people because I talk so plain, and I have an expression to say it the way it is, and I just can't help myself. That's just the way it is, because for you and I, it is so simple that we were willing to put our life on the line. When we heard that God sent the prophet, I told everybody, even though it almost cost me my life. This one guy came after with a two-foot piece of iron, and I tell you, but I just kept on hammering away because I knew it was the truth. And until this thing is established in your heart, because Peter said, I know you know these things. I know you heard it before, but we ain't going to repeat it until it becomes established in your heart. And once it's established in your heart, then you go out there and tell. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, for allowing us to work for you, Lord. That's all we're interested in, to be about the Father's business and to say things, Lord, that's according to the Scripture. Lord, you brought us out of these systems of religion, and you set our feet on a solid rock, and you've given us the understanding of the Scriptures. You've brought us to the ministry of the hour, the ministry of Brother Brenner and Brother Jackson, and then you give us the revelation of the midnight cry, and you just continue to move on us, and then you give us the responsibility to dish out that living water, and you give people a hope in these closing days of time. They're just up the road here before the tribulation sets on 100%. Then you have an exit route, and marriage supper of the Lamb for whosoever will let him come. And we're just putting out these things out here as a sign of warning, Lord, to people that want once to get out of this hell that's coming. That's up the road here. You see the world falling apart. And everything that the word is described is going to be perilous times are here. They're not coming. And all these things are being fulfilled right before our very eyes. And here all we're doing, we're putting out the olive branch. We're putting out, we're letting people know there is a way of escape out of this place of horror. It's coming upon all the face of the earth. And we just pray that you just continue to lead and guide us. Do with us as you see fit, Lord. Give us something to say on a day-to-day basis, Lord. We just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is life eternal. I know there's a lot of religions out there There's a lot of people listening in. They, you get offended. Like at one time, see, we can tell which countries listening. Sometime back, pretty well all of Virginia was listening in. And then after a couple of months, they decided to chill out because America is polluted with false doctrine, false religions, and all kinds of ideas is out there. But see, we're dragging people into reality. This is life eternal, that they believe on Him God has sent. This is life eternal, that they may know God and Jesus Christ Him thou hast sent. See, you and I, that's all we ever wanted to know. We wanted to know what that word is all about. We wanted to know some things in the Bible, and we couldn't find them nowhere. We went through, all these religions. I went through the Pentecostal system. I tried to find something that'll set aside my soul. And it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brent that answered that question, because I had a longing. I wanted to know what caused God to bring that flood on the earth, that it would destroy all these people. Something drastically must have happened, and I didn't know. I just kept reading Genesis from 1 to 6, thought I might be able to find it out myself. And then one day, when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, he just clearly came out and said, "The sons of God and the daughters, the sons of Seth and the daughters of Cain." That's what the problem was. They started mingling with the daughters of Cain, and then that brought that whole nation became so corrupt that eventually God had to destroy it, because they were having relationships with the daughters of Cain. And the Cain, I found out, Cain was not from Adam. Cain was from that wicked one. Cain was fathered by that serpent in the garden. It was not a reptile. He was an upright creature. And we just keep saying it over and over again. And it was an intimate relationship that he had with Eve, and she brought forth Cain. And then she went to Adam, and then he had an intimate relationship with Eve, and then she brought forth Abel. It's just that simple. And then Cain went down to the lane of Nod, and then the sons of Seth, they stayed up in Eve, and eventually they started mingling. They started coming together as time went on, because all these people down there in the lane of Nod, all they did was kill each other. And these women, they wanted a little bit of something more, and they came down to the sons of Seth, and then they had relationship with the daughters of Cain, and that's what brought that whole thing into chaos. And eventually there came giants and all that thing, because what we're saying here is 100% true, because they come out and they tell you there were some angels that had intercourse with the humans. That's where these giants come from. No, it says Eve was the mother of all living. And we tell the people the truth. Like I say, I know we're offending a lot of people, and there's thousands upon thousands of people out there, because Jesus said the deception will be so great it'll deceive the very elect. I had a dream about those, dreamt about those woodcresters. You know, they're living in communes down there too. So some time back they decided they're gonna join up with the colonists. They And there for a while, it looked pretty good, but then that whole thing fell apart again. But in the meantime, there's a lot of Hutterites that moved down there, and some of them moved up here. And anyway, so there's one guy from where I was living, and he was down there. He moved down there. He got baptized down there. And once he got baptized, I guess he was looking for something. Everybody's looking for something, mm-hmm. but they're looking for it at the wrong place. And then, like I say, he moved down there. It looked good for a while. He really enjoyed it. And then, like I say, he got moved that he felt he needed to get baptized. And he was pretty serious with it. And anyway, so after a year or so, he came back. He came back to Riverside. I guess he saw something in his spirit that did not satisfy him. And then he came back, and he sure didn't turn out that good. He was a problem. Rebellion, and oh man, was he ever a problem. But anyway, I was just dreaming about that yesterday. Then they came up, they heard he's not doing too good. He was a mess. And then they came up to kind of, from Woodcrest, they came up to try to steer him in the right direction. But he wasn't interested. He saw through that stuff. He's kind of a little bit of a simple guy, you know. He's a bachelor. And then some of these people, they see through things that not too many people see. But anyway, he was looking for something to fulfill. He was looking for that peace that passes all understanding. And he couldn't find it down there. Neither could he find it in Riverside. And this is the only place where you'll find that peace that passes all understanding. All you got to do is believe it, and then you go and tell somebody. And if you don't go tell somebody, eventually it'll get stale, and eventually you'll just chill out, and you're going to go look for something else. But the reason you're not doing nothing, the reason it doesn't do nothing for you, is because you're not getting involved. See, you and I, what I'm trying to say is, these Hutterites, they're hired to do a job. They're just a hireling. Even my dad, he was the best there was in that system. But he was hired to hold up that Hutterite system. Just that simple. There was something missing. And he didn't know what it was. And I tried to tell him from time to time. And he was hired to support that Hutterite system. And if he steps out of the line, then he'll lose his position. And he's going to have to go to the Dallas to drink him and all the red tape that's involved and that garbage thing. But see, that's why I say, you and I, we offend a lot of people because we're telling people the truth. This is life eternal that they believe in them, and I will say, this is life eternal that they may know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. If you and your whole house, if you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying, you and your whole household will be saved. That's what he told that jailer. That's what they told that Ethiopian. And all throughout the scriptures, if you can only get yourself to believe, you might think you believe it when you hear us say things, and there maybe for a little bit you're kind of interested in what we're having to say, but it's not until you believe it to the point that you go and tell somebody. That's when you kick in. That's when you get that joy unspeakable, full of glory. That's when you're hired by the Lord Jesus Christ. See, you and I, we're not working for the colony or for Woodcrest or any of these clubs out there. We're hired by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Word of God. That's who we work for. We're not working for these tugs out there. We're not working for these religions out there, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. All they are, they're weapons, Satan's weaponry of mad deception. That's what Jesus said, in the end time, deception will be of such magnitude that it would even deceive the very elect. So you gotta have your radar on 24/7 to make sure you're not being sucked into these weapons of mad deception. And it took me a lifetime. I was told that Hutterite thing is it. And then you try to fit in, like the story I told you about that eagle that ended up in that chicken coop. And then he didn't fit in anywhere. And he was always, they were always picking on him. And that's exactly what it was with me. I was trying to work. I was trying to make that thing work. I was trying to get along with everybody. But in so doing, ever stuff, you would bump into things, because you're not meant to be caged up in a chicken coop. Like these Woodcresters, there's thousands of them involved. And they got on their thing. I don't know. They probably have 10, 15 colonies down there now already. But see, these people are being deceived. It looks good. It sounds good. It feels good. And they got a certain amount of scriptures. That's the only way you can show your brother, your love, your brother, is by working together there. And that's how they deceive the people. But they only got half truths. You got to go back to the scripture. What the scripture says, what Jesus said. Because Jesus was sent down here to tell people how to get to heaven. That's what his old ministry was about. And then he came out and he gave us some truths. He said, this is life eternal, that they get to know God and Jesus Christ, and we said, that's all you and I have to talk about, is just trying to direct people and the direction that they need to go. And we're not only saying it, we're doing our level best to live it. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why everybody needs to do something for the Lord. You can start the day with prayer. Start the day with singing some songs and doing things that every human being that has any gratitude for, that has concern about their eternal destiny. See, you and I, we're living by example. We're living it because we're out here like two pioneers, paving the way to get to that eternal life. Like I say, we're hired by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we work for. That's why we offend a lot of people. Jesus said, Blessed is he that's not offended at me and my word. And we know, I know we offend a lot of people, because if it wasn't so, they'd still be listening in. The only reason they chill out is because they're offended what we have to say. We can't help it. We're just hired from the Lord Jesus Christ. We're working for him, and now we're telling people the truth all around the world. This goes into every continent. You checked the other day, there's about, oh man, they tap in from Germany, from all over the world, from the Caribbean, from South America, we don't know who these people are. We know we're just told to put out an internet and put it out there for the whole world to get it, and whoever gets it is going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
Some people are scared of the truth. Like, I talked to a girl not too long ago, and she said she doesn't want to read the Bible because she's scared of what she's going to find. See, I was never scared of the Bible. I was never scared of God. God never scared me, because when I was young, I could feel his love. It wrapped me. He wrapped me in his love, and I knew who God is, a God of love. And that's the God I wanted to know, like not a God of the commune or something like that, but the real God. And I started reading my Bible very young. And did I understand everything? No, but it really got me involved in what the Bible says. And I had a lot of questions. I remember I was thinking to myself when I was just 8, 9 years old, I thought, Lord, God, where are we in the Bible? I can read all the stories in the Bible, but I wanted to know where we're at. And those are the questions that kind of accumulated as I was growing older, and I wanted to know the truth. And there were so many things that I just wanted. And when the Lord saved me when I was 20, 21, then I really started reading the Bible like daily. It was not just an occasional thing here and there, but I read it like daily. Every day I read my Bible, because I wanted to get to know God. And how else do you get to know God? You read his word, mm-hmm. and you get to know who he is, and you get to know all his statutes, his principles, and his ordinances. And David knew that, and all the prophets for the Old Testament, they knew that when God spoke to them, because they relayed the message to the people, because God spoke to them what he required of the children of Israel, and they told it to the people. And they weren't really liked for telling them the truth, and that's what the truth tends to do to people. They don't like the messenger that bears the truth. But it's the truth that sets you free. And when I came, when I was 27, I had so many questions. I knew that living in the commune was not the answer. That there is something more that I wanted to tap into. And when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, there's the answers that I've had, when I was 8 and 9, I had this question, where are we? Where are we in the Bible? I can read these stories in the Old Testament about this and that, but I wanted to know where God is looking at now, in our day and hour. And when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, those questions that I had accumulated over time, they were answered according to the scripture. Mm-hmm. And I could know where we are at in time. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham Jackson is when my soul and spirit said, I found what I've been looking for. And there was such a joy in my soul, my spirit, that it's indescribable. It's like the song says, such joy, such unspeakable joy, such love, a pure and holy. See, those things you can find when you tap into the righteousness for your day and hour. It gives you such a joy to be in God. In the commune, the Lord saved me when I was on a colony, but I knew there was something more. And in the commune, you are restricted to the belief structure that they had. But I wanted something so much more. I wanted, this is life eternal. I wanted to believe what God is doing for my day and hour, and to be in the present truth. And that led me right to Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. And that's why it's not necessarily that we want to make people feel bad when we talk about this commune, but just to enlighten people, to open up their understanding, to go to the Word of God and find out if these things are not so. Because that's our just duty in life, is to get to know God, and you get to know Him through His Word, and find out what God has done in this day and age, in the Laodicea Church Hour. And then you can find out the truth.
Amen to that. What we're doing, at the end of the day, we're dragging everything back into today's hour. That's why we talk about the scribes and the Pharisees. That's why we offend a lot of people. It's easy for you and I, for everybody else, to read back what the scribes and the Pharisees did in their hour to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Christians. Mm-hmm. And then we could yank them and we walk right through the dark ages. And then what these Roman Catholic priests did to the Christians, they burned them at the stake and everything. What we're doing now, we're just bringing it right back into today's hour. That same spirit is here today. That scribe and that Pharisee spirit is here today, but it's different, got a different cloak on. It's got a different, got a black hat, and it stands in the pulpit of these Hutterite preachers. They're the same terrorists that they were throughout the Dark Ages. The same thing. But like I say, the only thing is, they got the people deceived, and that whole Hutterite thing has people deceived, and they're at the end of the day, they're just hirelings. They don't work for the Lord Jesus Christ. They work for that system. They're hired by that system, and that system, the Satanist, the head of it. That's why they come out with this cowardly copy of a baptism, and that binds them all together with Satan. And I know when we say these things, their people are offended that they chill out and they turn us off. But see, it's still the truth. This is still life eternal that they believe on them whom I will send. And like we keep saying, and we will keep saying it over and over again, that we don't care if people are offended, because we're bound and determined, and we're hired by the Lord Jesus Christ to tell people the truth. And that's what we do. We're telling them the truth, and we're dragging in everything back here. And today's hour, that Leonard from Delta, and that Joe from Scyther, and that Arnold from Acadia, they're hired by the system, and behind the system is Satan himself. Got through your works through deception, and he's got these people. He's got that religious and self-righteous cloak on that. People think that's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be. But it's not. It does not line up with scriptures. And like I say, we're dragging everything to today's hour. You wanted to know, Lord, where are we today? Well, we're telling people where everything is at today. It's out in these Hutterite pulpits and these zealots and these John Higgins out there all around the world. It's just one big mass of deception. That's why Jesus said, the deception would be of such magnitude that it would deceive even the very elect, if it would be possible. See, for you and I, we've been in the Word all our life. Like you were saying, you started reading the Bible when you're just 7 years old. And I've been in that Bible all my life. I've saturated myself with the scriptures. And it didn't. And I found out as time went on, it wasn't compatible to that compound that I was living in. I started rising up, and I started speaking out against it. And eventually the Lord saw my desire, and He saw what I'm after, that He called on me, saying, I want you to go up there and expose that thing. I want you to go and tell these people where they're wrong. And I did exactly that. But see, they didn't like what I have to say. They didn't like the truth. So what did they do? They do what they did way back then. They got rid of Jesus. And the same thing they do here. They just got to get rid of that same guy. And then even so, what they do, they terminate you, and they're ruthless, they're brutes, they're so brutal, they're worse than these people who were in the Dark Ages that killed all these Christians. 10 times, right? Because they work through deception. It's pretty hard to detect. And now here we're coming along, just you and I, we're coming along, we're exposed to that thing for what it is. You think the devil's gonna just sit back and roll over that, play that? No, he's gonna start rising up, and then all of a sudden we're the enemies, and they make sure nobody is allowed to listen to us. If they would be smart, they would tell every colony, everybody under their watch to listen, because we're the only people, two people that ask the truth here in these closing days of time. We're telling people the truth. This is life eternal. And it's not life eternal to go and join a communal. That's the way it works. We're going right to the source. This is life eternal that they believe in, them I will send. And here, the Lord said that these seven church age messengers, these seven angels, and we're still living, we're still the product of that latest church age angel. That angel is speaking to our vocal cord here in these closing days of time, and if you could only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying, then you're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because we're just continuing on with the program that Jesus said back then, death is life eternal, that they will believe of them whom I will send. And here in the church of the Laodicea, he started out with Brother Branham, and then when he goes off the scene, he continued with Brother Jackson, and then when he goes off the scene, he was checking and testing each one of us, who is then that wise and faithful servant whom his Lord had found faithful to do exactly what you and I are doing. Sadly, because we've been hired by the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been hired by the Word of God. We're standing for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to live a life that's above reproach. That's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're fasting. Not that makes us anything holy, but we have to do that to keep ourselves sensitive. That's why we fast 2-3 times a week and lots of times in between. Like here some time ago, we fasted for 40 days. Who's going to go out there and fast for 40 days? A few years back, the Lord got me to fast for 3 years in a row for 40 days. I'm not bragging about it, but it's something that the Lord, because we're hired by the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can be sensitive, that we're not fall down into this worldliness and all the stuff that the world has to offer, that we can still see, keep our souls pure and sensitive to what's going on around us. That's why the Lord puts us on a fast from time to time, so that we can still be sensitive to what He is doing, so that we don't get caught up in the things of this world and the things of the flesh. And that's just been our way of life. And I wouldn't want to live no other way. I'm just grateful that the Lord saw fit to use us for His glory and to do with us as He sees fit. We're just about the Lord's business.
And there is no other name given whereby which man can be saved, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not a commune, it's not a religion that saves. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's first and foremost. If you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for you at Calvary, and then something in your life starts taking, a change starts taking place. And I don't mean like everybody in this world, day and age now, professes that they believe in Jesus. But there's something more. A change starts to take place in your life. Because that's what a real belief does. When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to be transforming the image of the Lord Jesus Christ and an example for Him. And then living in a commune, like there are so many things where the people don't even get along for the most part, you know, and you kind of wonder, do they think that's going to be acceptable in heaven? See, those are the things that you look at. There's so many partiality, so much things that are anti-scripture, that don't line up with the Word of God. And that's why when I say it, I've searched out a lot of things. Like, I didn't come to this, I didn't stumble upon it. I've searched since I was young for the answers, to find that place. And then, like I said, it wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson where my soul, my spirit It wasn't me. You don't really know anything in your natural, but it's my soul and spirit that said I found what I've been looking for. And that's what we're trying to let people know, that God is still alive today. Like, he's still here today. He's not a God that's 500 years old. Mm-hmm. But he's real and alive in our day and age. And if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is the message, the truth for your day and hour. Mm-hmm. What God has done in the Laodicea church hour, that's our day and hour, the Laodicea church hour. But we know that the grace age does not continue forever and ever and ever and doesn't stop. It's just a 2,000-year time frame that has been given to the Gentiles. And it started at 33 when Jesus was crucified. Those 2,000 years ran out in 2021. They terminated. And then now we know that we're in the week of Daniel. That is knowing the God, where God is at in the present time frame. Mm-hmm. And he's preparing a people. There's a lot of Hutterites, I believe, will go in the millennium as mortals to repopulate and replenish the earth. After the day of the Lord, there's going to be a lot of destruction taking place. But I believe a lot of them are, God is going to preserve for the millennium.
Yeah, we're just telling people to see, we got the program. We were trying to mess your brother Bram and brother Jackson, talk us back to Ephesians chapter 1, where God, way back before time ever began, before there was an angel, before there was a twinkle, twinkle little star, before anything ever happened, there was God, that great eternal spirit. He sat down and he had a council with himself because he wanted a family. He wanted something that'll worship him out of spirit and truth. And out of so he had to create an infrastructure. That's what he did. That's what he sat down and planned, and everything was a done deal when he was done with that blueprint. He knew everything. He knew everything from the beginning to the end, and we just happened to find out, well, through the ministry of Brother Brenham, and especially through the ministry of Brother Jackson, when he explained how back in Ephesians 1, how God counseled with himself, and then he made a blueprint, and then he wrote it in the Bible, because the Bible was written before the foundation of the world. He knew that Jesus Christ was going to have to come here to be slain to buy us back from Satan. He knew all. He knew everything that's ever going to happen. And it was a done deal way back before he set that thing in motion. Everything is a done deal. And to you and I, this whole thing is a done deal. We don't have to gather around. Even like back in the days of Hosea. Hosea went out and he prophesied, and he knew exactly what's going to happen to these people that's not going to listen to him. They're going to go into captivity. They're going to go into the Assyrians. They're going to come, and they're going to take the 10 northern tribes away, and they're still out there today, to this very day, simply because they rejected what Hosea had to say, because Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because they rejected Hosea, he said, God will forget your children. Your children don't have a prayer if you keep rejecting what we're having to say here. The same program went down, right down through 6,000 years it's been going. And here in this grace age, this is life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. And we keep saying, here in the closing days of time, he sent Brother Branham, and then he went out to see. He sent Brother Jackson, and then they went out to see. And then he sent you and I, he's anointed you, to tell people the truth and to hold on to the things that has been firmly established. And if you can only get yourself to believe it, then you and your children are going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's the only thing that's left. There's no more chance for anybody to be part of the bride of Christ. The only thing you can be is a guest at the marriage supper of the Lamb, whatever it is or whatever it pertains to. I know it pertains to something good, because this hell that's just up the road here, by 2028, that whole thing, the world that you know, is completely gone. Because it started in 2021, October the 15th, 2021. That's when the 7 years begin to count. And you can do the calculating yourself. From 2021, October the 15th, They count 7 years, and it's all over but the crying, and Satan is cast and thrown into hell, and then Jesus Christ, he comes, and first of all, there's 30 days where the day of the Lord, where the planet will rough to and fro like a drunk man, and they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming back, because way back at Calvary, he bought this planet back, he gave his life, and he paid for it, and all we're doing, we're just setting the record straight, and we're just telling people the things that have been firmly established in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We're just holding on to the four, and here we're in the closing day of the time. We only got, three more years. I think it's 2028 in December when Satan, that angel, comes down and throws Satan into hell. We're just following the program. We're just following that stream. We're just telling people what that blueprint said back before the foundation of the world, before God set this thing in motion. And then he allowed us to see what's going on. He hired us, and we're working for him on a day-to-day basis. We're trying to live above board. We're trying to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. And no matter what people accuse us of, that doesn't really matter. It matters that the Lord, there's a standing between us and the Lord, is all right. And that's what we're doing. We're putting out these truths here so that people can have something, whoever there's a hunger and a thirst out there. That Hutterite thing, it's all first-class deception. That Leonard, that he's not even born again. And it's not that I hate him or anything like that. It's just the fact of the matter. It's just the way it is. You can't change that. The guy's out there, he's just a religious zealot. That's all. He's one of those Pharisees that were back in the days of Jesus. See, that spirit is contented. He just happens to find somebody that's self-righteous and all that stuff, and then he taps himself to that Leonard and that Joe from Cyprus. These are people that you can't get in sideways. And when we tell them all this, they think we're crazy. They think we're blaspheming. We're just telling people the truth. We're just telling it the way it's supposed to be told. And, see, you and I, we're about the Lord's business. We're working for the Lord. At the end of the day, he's just going to take us into glory when that rapture comes. Just that simple. It's just part of the program. We're just telling people what God has established before the foundation of the world. And once he was done with that blueprint, it was a done deal in the eyes of God. And to you and I, this whole thing is a done deal. We're not even guessing around. Just like Hosea. To Hosea, that thing was a done deal. He saw how these people, if they reject what he had to say, how God's going to forget their children. He's going to take them out into captivity, and he's going to bring the Assyrians in to take them out. And like I say, the 10 northern tribes, to this day, they're still out there somewhere. And we're just telling people the truth. And, they can either choose to believe it or they can reject it. It does better to us. We're just sent here. We're just hired by God to tell people the truth, to disclose in days of time. And the reason he found you and I, because if he knew we're not going to cave or be diverted by anything, you know, all these threats that they send our way. He knew we're going to be like these three men and that fiery furnace. They didn't bend, they didn't bow, they didn't buckle when the king put some pressure on them. And we've been in that fiery furnace for the last 40 years. They're still throwing things at us, everything they can. But see, we're bound and determined to make it. So, because we've been predestinated to do what this very thing that we're doing here.
That's right.
And we tend to be, all our prayer is to be faithful and true to what the Lord has called us to be. It's been my prayer all my life. Mm-hmm. Lord, help me to be faithful to what you've called me to be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just give you thanks, Lord, that in your foreknowledge that you predestinated all things, Lord. And we just wanted all our lives to find our place in you, Lord, to able to glorify your great name, Lord, so we can be of service to you and to your kingdom, Lord. And you led us to the righteousness for our day and hour, to the truth, to Brother Jackson, Lord. And we know where we are living at in time. And we know that you predestinated all that, Lord, in your great mind, Lord, in the foreknowledge. You plan out all this creation, Lord, and you know where each and everybody will be. That's why Jesus said, all that my heavenly Father have given to me will come to me. And then we know at the end of the day, all those what you have predestinated will come to you, Lord, and they will be your children, Lord, and we just give you thanks for your great plan of creation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.